It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, Anders from In Flames. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
In Flames gave us one of 2023's best albums, Forgone, which obviously takes on a darker world view. And Anders, obviously pandemic world events helped set the tone, but how much do you allow yourself into the mindset of a world seemingly falling apart? And do you personally fear for our future, or is it more creative license?
I don't fear for your or mine, but maybe our kids and their kids. You know, I think it's tilting a little bit too much towards the dark side of things. I'm a little bit worried. I think about these things, especially when it's time to write lyrics and stuff like that. In between albums, I'm trying my best to stay away and try to stay positive and look, ahead and have a good time. You know, you mentioned the pandemic and everything. I feel like I have a life before and now after. I'm trying to enjoy every moment because I remember those 2 years. They were really bleak and boring, and I was stuck in my home. You know, I'm missing my friends and our fans and being on stage and having a good time with everyone. So yeah, trying to stay positive, but it's difficult.
Anders Frieden from In Flames with us. We are celebrating their headlining tour, which just kicked off. They've got Gatecreeper and Creeping Death on the bill as well. From their latest record, Forgone, this is State of Slow Decay. It's Full Metal Jackie. Anders Frieden from In Flames with us on the show this week. And Anders, you mentioned revisiting older songs such as Moonshield and Gyroscope while working on some of the Forgone material. Was this specific to this album, or do you frequently look to past releases for inspiration and creating new music?
I don't generally listen to our own stuff. I hear it enough when we record and write and stuff like that. But, every tour, I try to look back, look to our catalog and listen and decide what songs we're going to bring back. And then I stumble on a few songs here and there. We'll be like, oh, that would be cool and nice. And I mean, for Forgone especially, that was kind of a reset for us, I feel, at least from my perspective. And a fresh start and look at ourselves and where we are and where we were and where we've been and where I want this band to head for where we're going, really. And I feel maybe we lost a little bit track here and there, you know, and I wanted to bring it back. But I feel with this album, it's a good bridge between the past and the future, you know, or where we are right now. On the recent tour, we played like Food for the Gods from Horaco and Ordinary Story from Colony, and it was and Graveland from Yesterday. So that was really fun to revisit those songs, and they work extremely well next to, you know, State of Slow Decay or I Am Above or something like that.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, tunes from Typo Negative, Metallica, and more with Anders Frieden from In Flames. It's Full Metal Jackie. Anders from In Flames with us. And Anders, by most accounts, the reviews for Forgone have been some of the best for the band in some time. At 14 albums in, how much does it excite you personally that, especially through different eras, lineup changes, and stylistic shifts, that fans are still on this journey with you and embracing the newer stuff with such enthusiasm?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy when people like it. especially when we're out playing and see the reaction in people's faces and how they go off to new songs like from the new album, it's awesome. And you know, I read a review here and there when it's thrown in front of me, and I like to see a positive one instead of a negative one. But at the end of the day, it's the fans that counts and how they react when we play. But it's extremely rewarding to feel the warmth now after, you mentioned, 14 albums out and knowing where we are, and we still feel the hunger, and we still I mean, it's still there, and it's still the melody, and it's still the aggression, and it's as evident as ever. So yeah, I'm feel very happy where In Flames, where we are right now in 2024, and with the lineup that we have, I don't think we never sounded better. And I don't mean to say anything bad about anyone who've been in the band, but this lineup with Chris and Liam and Tanner and Björn and myself, I feel very, very strong.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Death Angel, and more with my guest, Anders from In Flames, after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Anders from In Flames with us. And speaking of eras, Anders, there's plenty of lively discussions on Reddit about the best In Flames era and favorite albums. Colony and Clayman have gotten a lot of love, and there's discussion of which album from your catalog should serve as an entry point. Now, I wanted to ask, from a personal point of view, given how the album turned out, what was going on in your life that was good at the time, and your general take on the album and tour cycle? Do you have a favorite In Flames album cycle? Which one hit home for you the most?
That's really difficult. I mean, I think Jester Ace is closest to my heart, I guess, because that was the first one for me. I joined the band in 95. After Luna Strain and EP Subterranean, so that album is extremely important to me. But I think, I mean, we've come through so many both lineup changes and musical directions or whatever. But it's difficult. I mean, I think for Gaunt, for me, it's the perfect blend of everything. So I think that is a good entry point. And then if that's your first album, then go and search and find your own, you know, journey through the catalog back in time and see what you think. But I think Full Gone is a perfect mix.
Anders from In Flames with us once again. In Flames out on their headline tour with Gate Creeper and Creeping Death through the rest of May. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, new music from CU Space Cowboy, and we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Anders. It's Full Metal Jackie. Anders Frieden from In Flames on the show with us. And before we go, we should mention, of course, that In Flames have a killer tour. So you've got Gate Creeper and Creeping Death joining you on the run. What do you typically look for in bands to tour with? And what are your thoughts on the bands you're taking out?
Yeah, I'm very part of picking bands and what bands. Sometimes I get bands, you know, management or agents, supply bands, and tell me like, listen to these ones. But I really pick them because I think it has to be a good night, both for us, because I want to get psyched before I go on stage, but also for the fans. I want them to have a good night. I mean, they have to pay so much money for a ticket anyway, so it's very important. And these bands specifically really remind me of how what I listened to when I was like, when I got into death metal. And I think with a new twist, I think both bands are, they don't sound exactly the same, but they have, they come from that. Yeah, it, like I said, it really reminds me of, you know, old school death metal that I got into. And I think that's very cool when I hear that from new bands with a great production and a cool attitude. So I'm looking forward to watch these bands every night. And I think the fans, I mean, come early because it's going to be a good evening.
See In Flames out on the road. Anders, always so great to catch up with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And good luck on this run.
Thank you very, very much.
We've got tunes from Pantera and more up next.